Actress Patricia Heaton on Fauci Diaries. Lying COVID tyrant was exulting in his fame while we were locked down. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 27, 2026. Actress Patricia Heaton says lying COVID tyrant and former chief medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci was exulting in his fame while U.S. citizens were locked down during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. So we were all shut down and Fauci was exulting in his fame. The Everybody Loves Raymond Starr wrote in a Monday morning X post. Heaton was responding to an X post from Grabian founder Tom Elliott, who wrote, "Fauci's diary, by the numbers," and shared account of how many times Fauci mentioned specific words in his diary entries, which listed the following. Never once, peer review. Meta-analysis. Risk-benefit. Learning loss. Mental health. Once, N95. Seroprevalence. Cost-benefit. Twice, cloth mask. School closure. Natural immunity. Against which? Award, 80. Hero, 49. Instagram, 36. Bobblehead, 23. Selfie, 19. Entries headed press, 641. Notably, Fauci's diary entries were recently released by Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Representative Rand Paul, RKY, revealing what the former medical advisor really thought of politicians, television personalities, and celebrities during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. The entries document Fauci's relationships with everyone from President Donald Trump to actress Julia Roberts, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, NBA star Stephen Curry, Oracle CTO Larry Ellison, CNN anchor Dana Bash, and Hunter Biden. Got a call this a.m. from Lou Dobbs who told me that President Trump will be calling me. Lou spoke with the POTUS and told him that I was the smartest person around and he should speak with me, Fauci wrote in a January 29, 2020 diary entry. Amazing day today, Fauci continued in the entry, before recalling President Trump telling him, Anthony, you are really a famous guy. My good friend Lou Dobbs told me that you were the one of the smartest, knowledgeable and outstanding persons he knows. When Trump finally left, he said, Anthony, are we okay? I said, we are good. He smiled and as he walked out of the room, he said thanks, again, Anthony. We are counting on you. The physician added. Later, in a February 6, 2020 entry, Fauci noted that President Trump told Melania that I was the smartest person in the world. Continued crazy stuff, petition to name me sexiest man alive, videos games named after me, Fauci bobblehead, dishes in restaurants named after me, and on, Fauci wrote in an April 1, 2020 diary entry. An April 15, 2020 entry reveals Fauci lamenting over Peter Nicholas, a then staff writer for The Atlantic, writing a piece saying I was humiliated and shamed by getting in front of the cameras and backing off the CNN interview with Tapper. Fuck you, Peter, Fauci added in his diary entry. The infectious disease expert's relationship with then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows then started to take a turn for the worse, with a July 13, 2020 diary entry showing Fauci recounting a time when Meadows was apparently screaming at physician Francis Collins over his public comments about the pandemic. I said that the current outbreak was comparable to 1918. I did not mean in numbers, but for a sensitive person, it could mean that I was predicting 50 million deaths, Fauci wrote. Well, tonight Francis Collins called me up saying that he just got off the phone with Mark Meadows who was screaming at him about what I said. Mark wanted this walked back, he added. In an April 17, 2021 entry, Fauci wrote that CNN's Dana Bash sent him a text after a heated exchange he had with Representative Jim Jordan, RO, telling him he was a better man, and relaying that CNN anchor Wolf Blitzer had joked no one would have blamed Fauci if he had simply said, Mr. Jordan, go fuck yourself. The following day, Fauci wrote that Bash texted him again, sending a Vanity Fair headline mocking Rep. Jordan. I received a text from Dana Bash pointing out that Vanity Fair recently had a headline that said, Jim Jordan trips over his own asshole trying to debate Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert recalled. Fauci's diary release came just days before the former chief medical advisor is set to testify before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee after he was subpoenaed by Rep. Paul. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.